Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we gather today, I am acutely aware that we are a community of individuals navigating through the ebb and flow of life's challenges. Each one of us carries burdens, faces uncertainties, and encounters trials that often leave us feeling weary and burdened. It is precisely in these moments of struggle that the call to seek God's help and guidance becomes not just a suggestion, but a lifeline. I want to take a moment to emphasize the significance of turning to God in our times of need. In a world where solutions seem elusive and the weight of our circumstances can be overwhelming, seeking divine guidance becomes our anchor. It is a declaration that in our weakness, we find strength in the Almighty. My friends, as usual, stay with me and open your hearts to this message. And do not forget to leave your comment with Amen. May God bless you and those around you, my dear friends. In a period of my own life, I found myself grappling with the aftermath of unexpected job loss. The weight of financial uncertainty and the fear of an unknown future loomed large. In those moments of desperation, I turned to God, seeking His guidance and comfort. Through prayer and seeking His word, I discovered a peace that defied my circumstances. Doors that seemed closed began to creak open, and the path forward became clearer. It was a tangible reminder that even in the face of adversity, God's guidance is a steadfast beacon of hope. Perhaps you too have stood at a crossroads, uncertain of which way to turn. Maybe the challenges you face seem insurmountable, and you're yearning for a source of strength beyond your own. Today, I encourage you to open your hearts to the possibility that God is not distant, but intimately involved in the details of your life. Beloved, in the next few moments, let's delve into how we can, with humility and faith, approach God for help during these difficult times. May the words spoken today resonate in our hearts, reminding us of the unshakable truth that we serve a God who cares deeply for His children. My friends, pray with humility and faith. Let us explore the profound significance of approaching our Heavenly Father with hearts humbled and faith unwavering. Humility is a key that unlocks the door to God's grace and favor. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus shares a parable about two men who went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee prayed with an air of self-righteousness, listing his perceived virtues before God. On the contrary, the tax collector stood at a distance, beating his breast, and prayed, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus declared that it was the humble tax collector who went home justified before God. Luke 18:9-14. This parable underscores the importance of humility in our approach to God. Approaching God with humility means acknowledging our dependence on Him. It's recognizing that no matter how capable we may think we are, our strength is limited and our wisdom is finite. In the grand tapestry of creation, we are but a small thread, intricately woven into the divine design. The psalmist captures this sentiment beautifully in Psalm 84:5, saying, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor." When we approach God with humility, we come as children before a loving Father, acknowledging our need for His guidance, provision, and protection. We cast aside any illusions of self-sufficiency and stand in awe of the One who is both our Creator and Sustainer. Yet, humility alone is not enough. It must be accompanied by unwavering faith. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Our prayers are not empty words tossed into the void. They are conversations with a living God who hears and responds to the cries of his children. Consider the story of the persistent widow in Luke 18:1-8. She approached an unjust judge, seeking justice against her adversary. Though the judge initially resisted, her persistence eventually led to a favorable outcome. Jesus used this parable to teach about the importance of persistent faith in prayer. If an unjust judge can respond to persistence, how much more will our loving and just God respond to the persistent prayers of his children? Let us also turn our gaze to the story of Daniel, who, in the face of a royal decree forbidding prayer, continued to pray to his God with unwavering faith. His dependence on God and refusal to compromise his convictions led to a miraculous intervention and deliverance from the den of lions. Daniel 6. Brothers and sisters, as we navigate the seas of life's challenges, let us do so with hearts marked by humility and faith. Approach God with the humility of a servant and the faith of a child. Our dependence on him is not a sign of weakness, but a recognition of his strength. May our prayers be characterized by a humble acknowledgement of our need for God and a steadfast faith that believes in his ability to answer. Let us take a moment to reflect on our own prayer lives. Are we approaching God with hearts of humility, acknowledging our dependence on him? Are we praying with unwavering faith, trusting that God hears and answers our prayers? May the Holy Spirit illuminate our hearts as we seek to deepen our connection with the Almighty through prayer. Dear friends, as we continue our message of seeking God's help in difficult times, let us now explore the second point: seek God's word and wisdom. The word of God is not just a collection of ancient texts. It is a living, breathing source of transformative power that has the ability to illuminate our paths, provide guidance in the darkness, and instill within us the wisdom needed to navigate life's challenges. The transformative power of God's word is beautifully expressed in Hebrews 4:12, which declares, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The Bible is not merely a static document, but a dynamic force that has the capacity to penetrate the depths of our being, bringing about profound change. Studying and meditating on God's word is more than a religious duty. It is a spiritual discipline that opens the door to God's wisdom. Psalm 119:105 reminds us, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." In times of darkness and uncertainty, the word of God acts as a guiding light, revealing the way forward and providing clarity in the midst of confusion. I want to encourage each one of you to immerse yourselves in the scriptures. Make it a daily practice to open the pages of the Bible, allowing the living word to speak directly to your hearts. In doing so, you invite the transformative power of God's word to take root in your lives. Moreover, seeking God's wisdom through scripture goes beyond mere intellectual understanding. It involves applying the timeless principles found in the Bible to our challenging situations. Proverbs 3:5-6 implores us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. The wisdom of God is not a distant concept, but a practical guide for our daily lives. Look at the story of young King Solomon, who, when offered anything by God, chose wisdom. This wisdom, grounded in God's word, enabled Solomon to rule with justice and discernment. It wasn't just theoretical knowledge. It was applied wisdom that brought about flourishing in his kingdom. I also want to share a modern-day example of someone who found guidance and strength through God's Word. In the face of a challenging career decision, a friend turned to the Scriptures for guidance. Through prayerful reflection and studying relevant passages, clarity emerged, and the decision was made with a deep sense of peace. The Word of God, when applied, provided the wisdom needed for a crucial life choice. Brothers and sisters, in times of difficulty, when the path ahead seems uncertain, turn to the transformative power of God's Word. Let the Scriptures be a lamp that guides your steps and a source of wisdom that shapes your decisions. As we seek God's help, let us also seek His wisdom through the treasure trove of knowledge found in the Bible. Before we move forward, take a moment to reflect on your own relationship with God's Word. Are you actively engaging with it, allowing it to transform your heart and mind? Are you seeking God's wisdom through Scripture in the midst of life's challenges? Beloved friends, as we approach the final point in our sermon today, let us explore a fundamental aspect of our faith journey: trust in God's timing and promises. In the tapestry of life, there are moments when we find ourselves waiting, yearning, and wondering why God seems silent or slow to respond. It is precisely in these moments that our trust in God's timing and promises becomes an anchor for our souls. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we are reminded, "To everything, there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Ecclesiastes 3, 1. Our lives unfold within the framework of God's perfect timing, a timing that may not always align with our desires or expectations. Yet, in the waiting, in the apparent silence, we are called to trust. Trusting in God's timing is an acknowledgement that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It requires a surrendering of our timelines and agendas, allowing God to work in His perfect rhythm. The Apostle Peter, in his second letter, assures us that, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day to Peter. 3:8. Our perception of time is finite, but God operates in the eternal. Consider the story of Abraham and Sarah, who waited for years for the fulfillment of God's promise of a son, despite their old age and the seemingly impossible circumstances. God was faithful to His promise, and Isaac was born according to God's appointed time. Their journey of waiting and trusting in God's timing serves as a powerful testament to the faithfulness of our God. In times of waiting, when God seems silent, remember His promises. Throughout the Bible, we find a myriad of assurances from God that He is with us, that He loves us, and that He works all things together for the good of those who love Him. Romans 8:28. The psalmist declares in Psalm 145:13, "The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving toward all He has made." Our faith is grounded in the promises of a faithful God. Brothers and sisters, trust in God's timing is not passive waiting, but an active, expectant faith. In Hebrews 10:23, we are encouraged to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. Even when circumstances seem bleak, remember that our God is faithful to His promises. Assurance of your unwavering love and the promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. My friends, as we draw our time together to a close, let us reflect on the transformative journey we've embarked on today, exploring four powerful ways to ask God for help in difficult times. We began by acknowledging the very real struggles and challenges each one of us faces in our unique journeys. Life's path is often marked by uncertainties, trials, and moments that seem insurmountable. Yet, In the midst of it all, we discovered the importance of seeking God's help and guidance. Our first point urged us to pray with humility and faith, emphasizing the significance of approaching our Heavenly Father with humble hearts, acknowledging our dependence on Him. We were encouraged to pray with unwavering faith, believing that God not only hears, but responds to our heartfelt cries. Moving forward, we explored the transformative power of seeking God's word and wisdom. We discovered that the scriptures are not merely ancient texts, but a living, breathing source of guidance and strength. The wisdom found in God's word is not abstract. It is practical, offering solutions to our challenging situations when applied with faith. We also delved into the importance of trusting in God's timing and promises, even when the waiting seems long and the silence profound. We are reminded that God operates in His perfect timing, and His promises are steadfast. Our trust in Him is not in vain. As we conclude, let us connect these points back to the struggles many of you may be facing, whether it's the weight of uncertainty, the burden of a challenging decision, or the weariness of waiting. Remember that God sees you, hears you, is intimately involved in every detail of your life. Beloved, I invite those among us who are carrying heavy burdens to come forward for prayer and support. Our faith community is here for you, ready to stand together in prayer and encouragement. You are not alone. Now, my dear friends, let us bow our heads in a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time we've spent in your presence today, exploring the ways in which we can seek your help in difficult times. We pray for every individual facing challenges, uncertainties, and struggles. Lord, meet them where they are, surround them with your love, and provide the guidance they seek. As we offer our prayers, may we do so with humble hearts, unwavering faith, and a reliance on your transformative word. In times of waiting, grant us the patience to trust in your perfect timing, knowing that your promises are true and faithful. Lord, we lift up those who are burdened and invite them to come forward for prayer and support. May this community be a source of strength, encouragement, and love. We rest in the assurance of your unwavering love and the promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God's grace and peace be with you all.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.